WTAW News Time is 7:05. 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. President George H.W. Bush fell at home in Kennebunkport, Maine yesterday and broke a bone in his neck. Spokesman Jim McGrath says the 91-year-old Bush is in stable condition and is doing fine. McGrath sent a tweet last night stating Bush is wearing a neck brace. While the countdown is under 2 months for the completion of the redeveloped Kyle Field, makeover plans continue east and north of the stadium. Texas A&M System Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says donors have lined up to fund improvements at Spence Park east of the stadium, including a lake and other water features. While the lake could be built by the start of next year's football season, Ray says the timetable for demolishing Kane Hall is when it's most appropriate for the campus.
Until we get to that point, we'll continue to deliberate and make sure that it's worthy of the campus and respectful of campus, fits in with the campus vision, and will serve our students and former students.
Where Kane Hall is located is projected to be turned into a hotel, conference center, and parking garage that would connect to the stadium by a skywalk. Two crashes that tied up local highways yesterday both involved U.S. mail vehicles. Bryan police report the driver of a Postal Service truck was ticketed for an unsafe lane change that triggered a four-vehicle crash. Investigators were told the postal vehicle made a U-turn on Highway 21 near Coulter Field Airport. The collision involving three trucks and an SUV injured four. They were all taken to the hospital where they were treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The postal truck was not involved in the collision. Before that, northbound traffic on the freeway could not exit at Harvey Road for about 1 hour after a postal truck rolled several times. College Station police report the driver, who was not ejected, was transported to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. CSPD also reported the mail that got out of the truck was recovered. Bryan police are determining whether four juveniles who ran away from officers yesterday at 2:45 in the morning are connected to at least five vehicle burglaries. Police credit a call from a resident in the Pecan Ridge subdivision east of Austin's Colony behind Boonville Cemetery. The witness reported seeing several people on Comanche Street looking into vehicles with a flashlight. Three 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old who ran away were caught by officers and arrested for evading. The names of the 17-year-olds, one from Navasota and two from Brenham, are on our website at WTAW.com. The state legislature is joining investigations by the governor and attorney general after a video was released of a senior Planned Parenthood official discussing the use of fetal tissue following abortions. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who chairs the Health and Human Services Committee, has called for an emergency meeting. Schwertner says the committee will also review regulations from the Department of State Health Services.
Who has purview and supervision of abortion facilities can do to make sure that this practice of selling aborted fetal remains is not happening in Texas.
Schwertner, who is an orthopedic surgeon, says the video is almost ghastly and evil, how Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Research describes the process of harvesting fetal remains for sale. President Obama's nuclear arms agreement with Iran is drawing fire around the world. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that includes Israel.
One of the few areas of bipartisan agreement in Congress is when it comes to the support and protection of Israel. I think that if we can rattle everybody's cage on what this means for the future of Israel, that we should be able to hopefully override the president's veto and stop this thing.
Congress has 60 days to make a decision. We're getting word of lanes being blocked on northbound 6 south of the Rock Prairie Road overpass. It appears that the northbound lanes have been blocked and are in the clearing stages at this time. As we get more information, we'll send that your way. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Looking to put a little sparkle in the life of somebody special? David Gardner's can help you with that. Been doing it for more than 30 years. At 911 University Drive now, David and Julia Gardner have been designing jewelry and making sure that it puts its best look forward when it's on that special person that you've got in mind. Now, maybe you're new to the area, maybe you're new to David Gardner's, maybe you're new to just a whole jewelry buying thing, it can be a little bit confusing, could be intimidating, sure could. But David Gardner's, you know, it's a friendly atmosphere when you go in. Obviously, they're hometown folks, and they want to make sure that you have a great experience, whether it's your first or you've been there many, many times. Help you through the process, answer questions that you may have, and be able to get just the right gift for that special person in no time, whether it's something very simple, something pretty intricate. They've done it all at David Gardner's, and not only David's design, but others as well. And if we're talking wedding, remember they've got a website called Where Aggies Get Engaged that can answer all of your questions, too. David Gardner's 911 University.
Texas Document Solutions.
If you're responsible for the copying and printing equipment in your company, then you're going to find this interesting. With me is Gus Leal, Purchasing Manager for First Care Health Plans. Now, Gus, tell me again how much copying printing equipment you have from Texas Document Solutions.
Well, we have a full production facility, and then we have satellite throughout our building, 10, 11 smaller copiers.
Now, I know many of those are sharp copiers. How many prints a month does First Care do?
Above 700,000.
And you were going to tell me about this machine over here.
Well, that piece of equipment is our little pride and joy. It has 28 million copies.
Come on, really?
I think it's definitely the Texas Document Service Text.
So what's the Texas Document Solutions equation?
Get the best price for the equipment, and we never have any issues with our service reps. I don't have to call 1-800 number.
Bottom line of you being a client of Texas Document Solutions?
We're in charge.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning. It's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, we're certainly going to see that from start to finish today. We're also going to see temperatures on the warm side over the next several days. We're going to be up around 95 this afternoon. Clear and warm tonight with a low of 75 to 80. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A stray thunderstorm could develop late tomorrow afternoon. 95 to possibly 100 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Sunshine, the risk of a storm Saturday, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Nick Saban taking the center stage podium for SEC Media Days. Things are heating up in the British Open with Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson resuming their duel from Chambers Bay during the U.S. Open. And more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
So there's a mosquito festival I'm going to have to do some research on. It's not the one that we have in Texas. You know, they've got one in, where is it? Clute.
Oh.
That's coming. Well, you didn't know.
Well, no, I didn't. I've been hearing a lot of buzz about it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
But apparently there is a mosquito festival in Russia as well.
Oh.
They begin their three-day mosquito festival, including a contest where women compete to see who can get bitten by mosquitoes the most in 20 minutes.
I would have thought Russian mosquitoes would have died early from cirrhosis.
Well, they have a great time. They've all got bloodshot eyes, though. It really is. It's great to see that. Yeah, okay, so we'll see. A long time ago when they first came out with Off, they had, you can go see the black and white commercial where this research associate puts their bare arm inside this
I remember that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I remember that.
See how mosquitoes go for this hungry mosquitoes go for this researcher's arm. I'm going, really? Yeah, you would do that. Anyhow. But the Skeeter Festival, but the one includes coming up. They have like a Miss Skeeter Texas or something like that, as well as horseshoe pitching and that kind of thing. It's include. You know, Skeeters are worldwide, but we like to brag about them in Texas especially. But, you know, when it comes to athletics, could there be anything more American than monkeys dressed as jockeys racing dogs? A politician is trying to ban the activity at the Lake County Fair near Chicago.
Boy,
she can't have any fun anymore.
No, we can't. She's fearful for the safety of the monkeys. Lake County Board member Sandra Hart wants the races stopped before a monkey gets hurt. She's collected more than 3,500 signatures.
How many monkey injuries have there been?
Well, here's my other thought is, of those 3,500, how many were going to the races anyway? You know what I'm saying? Or do they keep their children going because of the monkey terror that could happen? if the monkey falls off and is trampled by a dog?
I'm guessing more people get hurt horse racing than monkey racing.
Well, it could be.
Just saying.
The monkey races will be going on at the fair July 29th through August the 6th, but we're not sure about next year. So maybe the last opportunity for you to see monkeys dressed as jockeys racing dogs. Well, all right, so yesterday was Amazon Prime Day. Yeah, listen to you. So I finally went on there and had a look.
Oh.
And, you know, I didn't see anything that I was looking for cleaning supplies, which is pretty, you know.
Boy, that's exciting.
I know. Well, I don't need a fire stick.
Those 30 seconds of excitement that we had on the air was probably the most exciting moment of the entire Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah,
nationwide.
And that's what I'm thinking, is that, and that's a big letdown. And so what's happening is pretty much they're having to defend the whole situation.
It was a warehouse sale.
It was.
There was nothing prime about it.
As the Seattle company marked its 20th birthday, it was hoping that customers would share in their enthusiasm by taking part in an online sale that was billed to have more offerings than the yearly shopping ritual, which we call Black Friday. Halfway through Prime Day yesterday, many customers didn't seem to be enthused at all with the selection of goods or the price cuts. Like one, it was cut 49 cents. I mean, I remember what it was.
They had a PlayStation 4 for 10 cents off. They had a $15 VCR rewinder. Or cassette rewinder.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No. That's for real.
For how much?
$15,
Man, probably get those at a garage sale these days, can't you? So anyway, they were a little bit, you know, social, of course, and so immediately people go to social media and talk about how frustrating this was and what a big letdown. In response, Amazon got defensive, releasing an update during the sale to partially illustrate Prime Day's impact. In their statement, according to a VP from Amazon, Prime Day peak order rates have already surpassed the 2014 Black Friday. Prime members have already bought tens of thousands of Fire TV sticks, 35,000 Lord of the Rings Blu-ray sets, 28,000 Rubbermaid sets, and 4,000 Echo devices in 15 minutes. What's an Echo device?
Yeah. James Benham has one of those. It sits in your house, and it's a big speaker, and you talk to it, sort of like Siri, but no phone attached.
Oh, that's right.
And it talks back?
Uh-huh. It's always listening.
For instance, if you're watching TV and go, I wonder what that guy's first movie was.
Oh.
It'll answer you.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I could have a great conversation with that thing. Never mind. Anyway, while hashtag Prime Day was trending on Twitter, users were also using hashtag Prime Day Fail as they poked fun at, for instance, suntan lotion, Pop-Tarts, and a 55-gallon container of water-based lubricant for $1,138.
Oh, good.
Oh, please, not in this day and time. Not in this day and time. Retail analysts are mulling over recent sales numbers just in general, not Amazon only. Although overall sales in June of 2015, down about 6% from the year before, and store traffic has decreased by about 9%, consumers who were shopping last month spent more money. More money. According to Retail Next Retail Performance Pulse Rate, June experienced a 3% year-over-year increase per shopper. Give Dad's props, apparently. The strongest day for most metrics in June occurred on the Saturday before Father's Day. Oh, my gosh, I forgot. So quickly do that. So we've talked about the egg shortage, how that has caused a problem because they had to kill a bunch of chickens in the Midwest. And so I think it was at Whataburger who was possibly curtailing the number of egg products that they had available. Panda Express now replacing the egg that they use in their fried rice with corn. I don't know.
What?
With corn.
No.
Yeah, just I'm just saying. Well, it's not like they had a whole bunch of eggs in their fried rice, I would imagine. Not sure. All right, enough of that. It's 7:20. Time to give you a little helpful hint to make your day go better. If you hate to wait for your clothes to dry in the dryer, you know, sometimes it just takes so long. A couple of little tricks to help you out, okay? Folks at Whirlpool tell you that you can speed up your drying time by putting a dry towel in there.
Mm-hmm.
It absorbs the excess moisture from your clothes and could cut your drying time by up to 25%. Another trick, which makes sense, run your dryer for a minute or two before you load it up. It gives it a chance to generate some heat before you throw those wet clothes in there.
Didn't know that one.
Yeah, and then finally, just fill it about halfway, because obviously that gives you more room to have that air circulating in there.
No, because then you end up leaving crap in the washer and you got to wash it again.
Oh, well, yeah.
Gets all musty and stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I sort of do the opposite of all that. After I get out of the shower, I toss that towel in the dryer and the shirt I'm going to wear and sort of give it a little steam release.
Oh, listen to that. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that works. But, you know, here in Texas, what's really great if you got a way to do it.
Just walk outside.
Hang that stuff outside. You know, I'll drape stuff over the chairs on the patio. That bakes it pretty quickly and dries it pretty well, especially if you got a little bit of wind going. All right, so which is better for your waistline, eating at home, eating fast food, or eating at a sit-down restaurant?
Which is better?
Yeah, no, for your waistline.
I'm going to say
sit-down restaurant.
Well, it's interesting, because, and again, let's say that you don't have time to cook or and you don't want junk food. So you take the family out to eat at a real sit-down restaurant. At least it's not fast food, so that's good. Well, not always true. Turns out that dining at a full-service restaurant adds about 200 extra calories to your daily caloric intake than if you were to eat at home and have a cooked meal there. What is surprising is that about the same amount of extra calories as you would ingest if you opted for fast food. The results came from a study from the University of Illinois. They analyzed data from 18,000 people. It seems the relaxed nature of dining out causes the increase in calories. When you eat at a full-service restaurant and you're enjoying yourself, you're more likely to overeat. Of course, also, you know, if you think about it, you don't go and sit down at a family meal and dump a bag of chips and salsa on the table before you get started.
No.
Okay? Or they don't bring out cheddar cheese biscuits before you get started eating or whatever else they happen to have. Hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing, they'd float out at you. Hello!
In Texas, you can also dry small articles of clothing by draping them over your ceiling fan.
We did not recommend that. That was merely a suggestion from someone who has a telephone.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Flying V Rentals. If your oil-filled or construction site needs porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is at your service. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 218-AGS-9. That's 218-2479. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
About 7:25, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and the 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com. High today around 96, 97, something like that. Heat index around 102, and we'll continue that pattern. Looks like all the way through Tuesday of next week, no mention of rain in the forecast. Lows will be right around 75 to 77 degrees and a little bit of breeze. And right now, we've got 75 out there.
Texas Document Solution in charge.
With me is Heather Bishop, Office Administrator of Cox McLean Environmental Consulting Services, where they have a number of copiers, including Sharp Document Solutions. Now, Heather, be honest with me here. Over the past 7 years, have you truly been in charge?
Absolutely. Our representative is Sean. They've come in, they've assessed our needs, they've looked at what we were doing, how we were doing it, made recommendations for how we could do what we do better.
What about ongoing support?
There's someone on the other end of the line who understands what our needs are, when we need them, and responds promptly.
Is there a bottom line benefit of that to Environmental Consulting Services?
It helps us provide better service for our clients.
Administrators, managers, owners, are you listening? Texas Document Solutions may actually help you help your customers. Call Texas Document Solutions 775-5500 and ask about the new Document Solutions from Sharp 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
TheHill.com published an op-ed by a Columbia University professor of medicine entitled, "Continued Attacks on Obamacare Are Wasteful and Unethical." And it opens with a sob story. The professor's dear friend Jim was relieved that his biopsy showed no cancer. You see, Jim had been hospitalized after an adverse reaction to an extraordinarily expensive medication. Jim was even more relieved that the Supreme Court let him keep his health care subsidies, because without Obamacare, he might be in debt for life. But you see, Jim worries that Obamacare is still under attack. Opponents ignore the catastrophic harm repealing Obamacare would cause. Oh, yeah, Obamacare is complex, writes the professor. Thousands of regulations, bound to be a few flaws, but the opposition is just grandstanding, he says. Further, the free market nearly destroyed health care in America, he says, and failed miserably to make sure everybody had health care. So politicians ought to stop wasting money with endless irresponsible lawsuits and instead convince the public to support Obamacare. Now, there's so much BS in this piece. For one thing, the free market didn't destroy health care. Government did. We haven't had anything near a free market in health care since Medicare and Medicaid became law. And let's talk ethics. Obamacare was built on outright lies, like you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, you save thousands of dollars, but wrong. Obamacare has killed jobs, it's made our healthcare system worse in every way, and it still hasn't insured everybody. It's a disaster.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 729 at 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. President George H.W. Bush is fine, according to his spokesman, after falling yesterday and breaking a bone in his neck. Jim McGrath sent a tweet last night stating the president is wearing a neck brace and was in stable condition. The 91-year-old Bush fell at his home in Kennebunkport, Maine. While construction is wrapping up inside Kyle Field, look for more to take place east of the stadium. Donors have come forward for what is being called the redevelopment of Spence Park. Texas A&M System Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says before the start of next year's football season, a lake will replace land previously used for tailgating.
A redevelopment of Spence Park, somebody's going to lose their gathering space on game day.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Not sure how accurate that is. We're still working on conceptual ideas.
North of Kyle Field, Ray says plans to demolish Kane Hall and build a hotel and conference center with a parking garage and skywalk to the stadium is going at a different pace.
We're not going to rush into anything of all the different groups and the chancellor and President Young and all the different constituency groups have an opportunity to weigh in. And then we make the decision when it's most appropriate and best for the campus.
Ray says there have also been discussions about adding water features and other amenities elsewhere on the flagship campus. Three 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old were arrested by Bryan police early yesterday morning after a citizen's report of suspicious activity. The call came from a resident living in the Pecan Ridge subdivision located behind Boonville Cemetery east of Austin's Colony. The caller reported at 2:45 a.m. seeing several people on Comanche Street looking into vehicles with a flashlight. Officers who responded said the four young men who fled were later located then arrested on charges of evading. Additional charges are possible after officers discovered at least five vehicle burglaries took place in the neighborhood. The identities of the 17-year-olds, two from Brenham and one from Navasota, are on our website at WTAW.com. Yesterday wasn't a good day for Postal Service truck drivers. Highway 21 was blocked by Coulter Field Airport due to a crash involving five vehicles. Bryan police determined a postal truck that made a U-turn caused the collision of three trucks and an SUV. Four people were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The postal truck was not struck, and the driver was ticketed for making an unsafe lane change. In College Station, another postal truck driver took a wild ride yesterday and escaped life-threatening injuries after rolling several times. Witnesses told College Station police the truck was going north on the freeway, started swerving, then slid into the ditch at the Harvey Road exit. The truck then rolled several times before stopping and facing south. The unidentified driver, who was not ejected, was taken to the hospital. Police report the male was recovered and no other vehicles were involved. The video of Planned Parenthood's senior director of medical research talking about how fetal tissue is used after abortions has caught the attention of the Texas legislature. The chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, Charles Schwertner of Georgetown, has called for an emergency meeting.
I think it is just almost ghastly and evil the way she talks about how their organization, Planned Parenthood, goes about their business of harvesting fetal remains to sell.
Dr. Schwertner, who is an orthopedic surgeon, has seen the video.
It really is a terribly disturbing, deplorable act of selling fetal tissue for profit after an abortion is performed. And the way this video is laid out is just so disturbing. It's almost, I categorize it as evil.
Schwertner says it's against state law to sell aborted fetal remains for profit without the permission of the person who had the abortion. 2 months of military training in Texas is underway by Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and other military special operations group. But we're still possibly a month away from the appearance of Jade Helm 15 in Brazos County. Organizers of the exercise from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, have not responded to WTAW News' request for confirmation of plans they announced last February to the Brazos County Commission. At that time, a retired member of the Green Berets, Tom Meade, provided some background of their plans to practice techniques in unconventional warfare.
In the scenario that we have built,
they cannot get the normal once a week resupply of food or resupply of water. They're going to have to work with locals, which are role players that we have, local folks that have agreed to help us out as a role player or hire role players to be able to obtain some of the things that they need throughout the exercise.
Commissioners and local law enforcement were told the troops will be training the week of August 15th at Texas A&M's Riverside campus and the Teeks Firefield. Awful and horrible are two words Congressman Bill Flores used to describe the president's nuclear arms agreement with Iran.
You can't verify it because you don't have any time, anywhere inspections. It still gives Iran a pass to the nuclear weapon.
Flores says there is another bill pending in Washington that would stop the president's plan.
The Iran nuclear bill that we passed a few months ago, we have the ability to stop the deal. The president said he would veto that. And so we're going to have to hope that we can override a veto.
Flores says the president's proposal would also remove an arms embargo against Iran, which he opposes because within 8 years, Iran can point a warhead anywhere in Texas. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8 o'clock or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click HolmanPlumbing.com.
Another satisfied Hartman Realty Group client.
My name is Bill Garms. We had the chance to meet William Hartman when we were looking for property at Hilltop Lakes. Our realtor from Houston had brought us out to show us some of the properties available, and one of his listings was under contract when he called our realtor and said that the property that we had seen 18 months ago had become available again. William helped us a great deal, even though he was representing the seller. 2 days before we were to close, my mother died. He stepped in, assisted us by getting certain documents and checks to the closing office, and did a fabulous job in protecting the seller and assisting us as the buyers. We were so impressed with the way that William handled this project and the professionalism that he exhibited and his caring for his client. We decided to list property that we had originally bought with William.
Simply visit HartmanBCS.com.
7:37, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning, but well, we're not going to do some weather. We'll do our weather. How's that? Because doing weather from Kentucky or wherever wouldn't help. All right, weather's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. Join their 20th anniversary celebration. That'll be July 30th from 10 to 2 to do a meet and greet, a chance to win some door prizes at the showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Okay, here are numbers.
High pressure continues to build across the region. The high is going to be responsible for all sorts of sunshine throughout the region today, and temperatures near 95. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be 75 to near 80. Partly to mostly sunny during the day tomorrow with the risk of an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sun and cloud Saturday, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm. High Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
In the long run, this is in the best interest for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's owner Jerry Jones on signing a $70 million deal with Dez Bryant. More on that. We've got an update on the British Open. I started to say U.S. Open, sorry. The British Open that's going on right now. Plus, an A&M football player on a couple watch lists and more from SEC Media Day. All coming up in sports in about 13 minutes.
So in the 1980s, Commodore was this company that basically brought the computer into the homes of millions of U.S. Americans. The Commodore 64, a wonderful little 8-bit home computer released in 1982. Recognized by the Guinness Book of Records for the highest-selling single computer model of all time. Really? In the 1980s, the world of technology kept spinning and Commodore basically fell off the map. Well, now it's back. Now Commodore is back as a smartphone.
Whoa.
Yep. It'll be a typical Android phone with all the trimmings so that you can recapture your Commodore flame The developers of the device have hearkened back to the company's heyday. There are two emulators pre-installed, one to replicate the Commodore 64, another for the Amiga. These emulators will bring back to life the most popular games from those old computer systems.
Unless they have a belt clip for the 5.5-inch drive, it doesn't really resemble it at all.
And you put it right next to the slide rule that you have on your belt, too.
It would be cool, though, if it had the green screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be a little bit...
That would be kind of cool for your cell phone.
While we're talking about that, Apple has announced an update for its iPod Touch, which would put the device... more on par with the iPhone 6. Variety reports the iPod has been given an updated processor and better rear-facing and front-facing cameras, memory up to 128 gigs. If you want to be on the cutting edge of that stuff. Hello.
The other thing about these emulators and whatnot, they're great for taking trips down memory lane, but once you get there, you'll play it for like 5 minutes and go, my God, this is horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you're right. I could be satisfied with this. How did this ever work out?
I got one of those Christmas gifts. It was an Atari joystick with a component cable coming out of it
for
you to plug into your TV. I've played it for probably 3 hours over the past 2 years.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Just every now and then playing old school games?
Uh-huh.
It's out there, right?
It literally boggles the mind, though, when you realize how cool that Atari was.
Oh, man.
And then you realize you had to plug the little cassette in to make it work.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
And you got all 37 of those games on something that fits into the palm of your hand now.
Yeah.
That still makes my head hurt.
And has more sounds.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
So, did you see Netflix yesterday? They exploded.
Oh, did they?
All right. Now, you remember Netflix used to be this thing where you'd, you know, get them to mail you DVDs so you could watch them. Netflix added a better-than-expected 3.2 million streaming customers in the June quarter. I mean, they are everywhere now. Plans to expand the service to 200 countries by the end of next year. I mean, they just keep going. And, you know, the thing is, like, with Amazon, I guess, is finally to the point where they might be making some money. They're pulling some things down to their bottom line. Netflix just goes. And part of it is, you know, it doesn't cost much. Boy, it costs less than $9 a month, right? I think, for the one I've got. Hello?
Yeah, you know, back in the day, I'm actually old enough to have had one of these old Atari 800s. We had pet names for all the competitors.
Sure.
So the Atari was called the Rattari, the TRS-80 was called the Trash-80, and the Commodore was called the Commodore.
Yeah, I remember that. I do. I remember the trash. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Here's another thought. In 5 years, we'll be back in the 20s.
We were talking about that the other day. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty scary,
talking about the
isn't it?
Roaring 20s and flapper dresses.
Yeah, that's right. And and speaking of laptops, you think about it, your lap only exists when you're sitting down. Ever think about that? Just saying. Hello?
Hello? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Here's one of the things, you know, y'all were talking about just being in all the old systems. I was reading a thing. The guy said that the actual, I'll call it back.
It happens on the show all the time. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's
don't.
There's two other people to sort of wax over.
It's all right. We could just keep moving on. That's, you know, and they think, oh, it's just normal. All right, so the Tax Foundation does this every year. They say, all right, if you took $100, and what would it buy? You know, the buying power thing. So the Tax Foundation has released their map showing how far $100 would go in each state based on how much, you know, goods and services are in one state as opposed to another if you're buying, I don't know, like $100 worth of Cracker Jacks, I don't know. So Mississippi comes in at number one at $115. Of course, the problem is you're in Mississippi. Second is Arkansas. Third is South Dakota. Fourth is Alabama. Fifth is West Virginia. Do you see a pattern developing here? On the other side, that same $100 only buys $84 worth in the District of Columbia, Hawaii at $86, New York at $86, and New Jersey at $87. California is in at $89. Texas, $103. But we are surrounded by states that all do better than that, with New Mexico,
Oklahoma, Arizona, Louisiana, all of them doing better than Texas. Texas at $103.41. So
yeah, but you'd have to live in Oklahoma.
I know. Well, or any of those. You know, we get to live in Texas, and we still get, a pretty good deal. So just letting you know. And speaking of, let's see, where is Illinois? Illinois is at $99. Starting next year, Chicago will have the highest sales tax rate in the country.
Ugh.
With state, and we've talked about it. I mean, Illinois as a state is in horrible shape.
Yeah.
They are in horrible shape. The retirement packages that they've got there. Anyway, starting next year, Chicago's city, county, and state taxes will total 10.25%. Just be ready for it, just so you know.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best. In College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How many times have you faced a problem and looked for the easiest way out? Well, that's not unusual, but the easiest way isn't always the best way. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When we encounter trials, how we respond matters more than we think. Responding well not only makes it more likely that the problem itself will get resolved, it prepares us to better handle future crises as well. And that's because a healthy response to a serious issue bolsters our character and further matures us as individuals. Take a marriage crisis, for example. Some couples don't handle conflict very well. They insult each other, act petty, or behave with a harsh, critical attitude that makes their problems far worse. It's like cleaning up a spill with an oily rag. The whole mess gets worse, not better. On the other hand, couples who treat each other with respect in the midst of a conflict stand a much better chance of healing their marriage. They're more likely to resolve the issue they're facing today, and they put themselves in a better position to correct issues down the road. So remember, the next time you face a serious life challenge, the goal isn't simply to correct the problem by any means necessary. How we resolve it is just as important. We'll either act in a way that enhances our character or in a way that diminishes it. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Beating is the word we're taking right now.
It is, in fact, the taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. They see me around the neighborhood, and they tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Great weekend to enjoy Peach Creek Vineyards. Did you know Peach Creek Vineyards has a club that you can join? And as a result, you can get a discount. If you join their wine club, you get a discount on wines and also a facility rental as well. They have a great facility out there that overlooks some water in the vineyards itself. That's if you want to have a family reunion or some sort of a class reunion, they can do parties for any reason, showers, birthday parties. maybe an informal wedding if you'd like to do that, then there's actually a facility there at Peach Creek Vineyards for you. And, of course, great wines, too. You can choose from almost a dozen wines on their list to enjoy either by the glass or by the bottle. And, of course, since it is hot, it is summer, don't forget that they've got the Frappe Vino machine where you can make wine slushies. The slushy mix itself is neutral, and you just flavor it with the wine of your choice. Cool and refreshing. Lots of gift items for a wine-centric person. And also, great chance for you to come out and spend the afternoon. Fridays from 1 until 5, they're open. Saturdays noon to 6, and Sundays 1 to 5. Other times, by request. Bring your own snacks if you want to, or you can buy them there. And again, sample the wines by the glass or the bottle. That's Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com for more information.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them. Whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants, ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. At SEC Media Day number 3 yesterday, the high priest of the SEC took center stage. That would be, of course, Alabama's Nick Saban. He stirred the pot a little, saying that he thinks the NFL and the NCAA need to get together and rearrange the schedule concerning athletes and when they actually declare for the NFL draft.
Our calendar has changed in terms of when we play the playoff games and the championship games. And if you're involved in those games and you have a significant number of players who are making decisions about the draft, it would be better for them and their performance as well as the college team that they don't have to make that decision until they finish competition. And if that meant moving the declare date a week, you know, from the 15th to the 22nd or something, and not giving those players that information until after they finish playing, I think it would be beneficial to the player. Wouldn't have any adverse effect on the National Football League. It's just giving players the opportunity to play for their team.
Today, Georgia, Ole Miss, and LSU are scheduled to take the main stage. Texas A&M senior defensive lineman Julian Obioha, a 3-year starter for the Aggies on the gridiron, has been honored for his off-field exploits. Obioha from New Orleans, Louisiana, was among 197 nominees for the 2015 All-State AFCA Good Works Team and earned a spot on the Warfel Trophy watch list as well. The Good Works Team recognizes college football players from across the country who exemplify a superior commitment to community service and volunteerism, while the Warfel Trophy is awarded to the FBS player that best combines exemplary community service, athletic, and academic achievement. Texas A&M senior Courtney Williams joins 11 of the best American women's college basketball players on Team USA for the 2015 Pan Am Games in Toronto, Canada. The United States is looking for its first women's basketball gold in the Pan Am Games since 2007. The U.S. starts its quest for the gold this evening at 8 o'clock against Brazil. Two-time Texas A&M All-American soccer player Shea Groom was voted to the National Women's Soccer League Player of the Week. Groom plays for FC Kansas City. The Brazos Valley Bombers are set for a 4-game homestand following a season sweep of Marshall. They beat Marshall 11 consecutive times. That gives the Bombers sole possession of first place in the second half. They'll kick things off tonight at Cellucor Field against the Acadiana Canecutters. Pregame at 6:45. First pitch is at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The latest from the 144th British Open being held at the Old Course at St. Andrews, Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson have carried their memorable duel at Chambers Bay all the way to St. Andrews. Spieth won the U.S. Open for his second major title of the year when Johnson three-putted. Johnson insisted before the British Open that he was over the bitter disappointment. Clearly, he wasn't kidding, playing the first 12 holes at the Old Course 6-under to share the lead with Spieth, Carl Schwetzel, Rob Streb, and Retief Goosen. Streb and Goosen are in the clubhouse with 66s. Spieth and Johnson are in the same group and still on the course. Dallas Cowboys wideout Dez Bryant just got his deal. The Associated Press reports Bryant received a 5-year, $70 million contract, which includes $45 million in guaranteed money. Bryant had threatened to skip training camp and regular season games without a contract to replace the $12.8 million 1-year offer he had under the franchise tag. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said they just had to get the numbers right.
We were able to have a meeting of the minds, and in the long run, this is in the best interest for the Dallas Cowboys to have the contract and the terms we've got as opposed to the franchise.
USA Soccer was expecting to play El Salvador or Guatemala on Saturday in the Gold Cup quarterfinals. The team will face neither. Cuba, one of the surprises of the tournament, stole the last quarterfinal spot with a 1-0 win over Guatemala. And since we're talking soccer, the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team continues its World Cup after party at the ESPYs. Here's their captain, Aggie Wambaugh, accepting the trophy.
On behalf of our whole team, we couldn't thank everybody here. You guys believed in us the entire 7 games, since 4 years ago when we fell short, to 10 days ago when we won it. We lifted the trophy. We did this for America and our fans. You guys are the best. We love you so much.
The ladies took home the ESPY for the best team to cap off the 23rd annual show that celebrates all things sports. And that's your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
You always get great tasting meats and cheeses, crisp veggies, and freshly baked bread at your nearest Subway restaurant. But now you can get valuable points too, but only when you join the Subway Rewards program. So get your card today and register it at mysubwaycard.com. Then earn a point for every dollar you spend. Subway Rewards points can add up fast. Simply redeem them for subs, salads, drinks, or sides. Just save up to enjoy all your favorites. Subway, eat fresh. At participating restaurants, Subway card must be registered to earn points. Visit mysubwaycard.com for more details.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tigers 4 over, in case anybody cares. I liked exactly what you said about the ESPY Awards. Celebrating all things sports, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see that Caitlyn Jenner was on.
Yeah, I didn't do that story.
It's all things sports, right?
I
heard the speech on the coming in this morning.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Sounds a lot like Dr. Evil.
Just if you
get a chance.
If you've seen the movie Big,
Remember
where Tom Hanks danced on the floor with the big piano?
Yeah.
Remember that?
At a store that doesn't exist anymore.
FAO Schwartz closed its doors for good last night, citing the high and rising costs of running a 45,000-square-foot store on pricey Fifth Avenue. Spokesman for the store says it may reopen elsewhere in Midtown Manhattan, reportedly the oldest toy store in U.S. America and in New York. Since 1870. Yeah. And it was, you know, it was an iconic store. That and Macy's, you know, great big, just go in and see that kind of stuff. It's kind of fun. Well, if you drink diet soda, you need to stop.
No.
Yes.
No.
It will make you a better person. You'll smile.